Raven Show.
With you everywhere you go.
The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
She put what on Instagram? He left her for who? They're in rehab again? It's the Daily Dish with Anna and Raven on Star 99.9.
Let's start with Selena Gomez.
Can't keep my hands to myself.
Yeah, you know who she can keep her hands off of?
Who's that?
Justin Bieber.
She can.
Yeah, so if you've been following this drama, you know, they dated for many years. Everybody always talked about it. And Justin Bieber still regularly puts pictures of her up on Instagram, mm-hmm. sings about how much he still loves her, all that.
Right.
So at a concert last night, Selena Gomez looked at somebody sitting near the front row, and they held up a sign that said, "Marry Justin Selena," right? Now, you would think she would ignore that, or, you know, like, there's a million people there, whatever.
Yep.
No, she reaches down, asks for the sign, grabs it, crumples it up, and throws it. So if that isn't telling that she is over Justin Bieber, I don't know what does.
Well, I hope that girl is okay, the one who had the sign. I'm sure that her people took care of her after with something nice. But, yeah.
I bet you not. I bet you that girl went home and cried.
Oh,
I bet
you
anything.
That's sad. Now you're making Selena Gomez into a nasty person just because she doesn't want to marry Justin Bieber.
But, like, why would you bring that sign to a Selena Gomez concert? Like, use your brain. Why would you do that?
When you're kids, you know, oh, my God, they're a kid together. That's all that matters.
They're going to fall in love.
Right. When you're kids, it's what matters.
Oh, yeah. So if we learned anything here, don't bring Mary Justin Bieber signs to see Selena Gomez.
I guess.
Yeah. Also, speaking of love, Blake Shelton released his new duet with Gwen Stefani. It's called Go Ahead and Break My Heart. And it's about the insecurities and trust issues they had to work through when their relationship started getting serious.
Yawn.
Hold on. Check it out.
Yeah, okay.
It's just one of those things where you're like, why are you doing this? Why
this is
are you
a lame
out a song?
I got to be honest with you. It's not a very good single for either of them. I don't want to say something like country fans will buy anything, but I mean, it's like, I get it. People are excited about them having a relationship. It's a public thing, but it's not a good song.
It's like when J-Lo and Ben Affleck made the movie Geegly or whatever.
And
it was
now
called.
You're setting yourself up to be mocked.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You're making it a bigger deal than it is.
Because when something inevitably happens in this relationship and they break up, it's going to be like, remember when they put out that duet together?
Right. Ooh. That terrible song.
Oh, man.
Right.
You know, speaking of songs, you know who's really upset?
What's that?
None other than our favorite, Meghan Trainor.
Her new video for Me Too
hit the internet yesterday.
Okay.
But it was only like after a few hours that it was on the internet that she had it pulled. And why did she have it pulled? Hmm. Because they photoshopped her waist without her permission.
How can they photoshop you throughout an entire video? They can do that?
Of course they can. Here she is talking
about
it.
How come we're not doing that with our videos?
I try, Raven. I try. Here she is talking about it in her Snapchat video.
My waist is not that teeny. I had a bomb waist that night. I don't know why they didn't like my waist, but I didn't approve that video, and it went out for the world, so I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, so she's always been about empowerment and love who yourself and love who you are.
Church,
so,
I mean, she's not a thin little girl. Who cares? She's a woman.
But she's a healthy woman, so she's proud of that, and I could see why she was upset, and good for her for pulling that video and saying you did not have permission to do this.
Now, well, let's get the person who worked on that video to come work here.
Right, because I'm into being photoshopped, if that's a possibility.
Every day.